Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. On Monday evening, House and Senate lawmakers held public hearings across the state on Governor Phil Scott's budget proposal. Advocates for child care and higher education voiced strong support for some of the new spending initiatives in the governor's plan. But their hopes for increased funding are about to meet some harsh fiscal realities in Montpelier. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Heather Lytle was among the two dozen or so people who navigated snow-caked roads to the St. Johnsbury School. With 26 years in the child care profession, Lytle is in her element with young kids. Speaking at public hearings takes her a little outside her comfort zone.
I've never done this before, so I'm just going to read my script.
Lytle is a Danville resident and the director of the Kingdom of the Kids on the Hill Child Care Center in St. Johnsbury.
I am here to encourage you to support the governor's proposal to increase funding for the Child Care Financial Assistance Program.
Governor Phil Scott's proposal would pump more than $7 million in new money into that program. The increase would help low- and middle-income parents pay for child care costs that often exceed $10,000 per kid annually. Judy Pransky, another veteran child care professional, had a similar message for the lawmakers on hand to get residents' take on Phil Scott's budget.
We need to be doing something important right now, and that is bringing at least this kind of money to early childhood services in Vermont, because we're creating a whole new generation of latchkey children, children who are going home because their folks don't qualify, they're not eligible for child care.
Child care subsidies aren't the only program slated for healthy increases in Scott's budget. He wants $6.5 million in new money for higher education, $1 million for pre-K services, and $1.6 million to fund classroom innovations. But just because Scott has proposed the expenditures does not make them any closer to becoming reality.
I would assume that the larger expenditures would probably have to be in reduced amounts if they were entertained at all.
That's Danville Representative Kitty Toll, the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Appropriations. Toll was on hand for the hearing in St. Johnsbury on Monday. It was one of five budget hearings taking place simultaneously across the state. Toll says it isn't that lawmakers don't think Scott's initiatives are worthy ones. The problem, she says, is that his entire budget is predicated on a mandatory spending freeze at every local school district in Vermont. Scott would use the $41 million in savings to support his new spending initiatives, but most lawmakers say the plan would inflict potentially severe damage on local schools. Toll says her committee is still in the very early stages of its budget-building process.
So nothing is off the table. I'm just looking at large amounts of spending as being a very difficult hurdle to get over.
Lawmakers aren't the only ones concerned with the trade-offs in Scott's budget and the pressures it would put on local schools. Rani Bledsoe is the superintendent of the St. Johnsbury School, a kindergarten through eighth grade school that she says has among the lowest per pupil expenditures in the state. On Monday, Bledsoe told lawmakers that she resents the fact she has to argue against the funding increases for child care that are contained in Scott's budget.
One of the things I most mind about Governor Scott's proposal is the way that it pits Peter against Paul in this process.
Bledsoe says the peculiarities of her district's spending formula mean that Scott's plan would require a $350,000 cut at the St. Johnsbury School.
That is not a freeze for our pre-K through 8 school. That is a catastrophic cut.
Caledonia County Senator Jane Kitchell is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Appropriations. Governor Scott has made it clear that he won't abide any increases in taxes or fees. And Kitchell says that makes it even more unlikely that the legislature will be able to accommodate funding increases for child care and higher education. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.